I'm sorry. Not everybody fits in the bad bitch genre. It's a genre. Not everybody fits on the Rasta.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
There is a person that has been sitting on the floor that has not one, not two, not three, not four, five cat carriers between a couple. Five cat carriers. They all have cats. You can hear them meowing. Five cat carriers. Yeah.
Because guess what? They will come. And fortunately for me, she came and I'm off.
Are we talking about sex or are we talking about dating? She came and I'm off? What does that mean? I'm doing a couple lines off of the stripper's tits. Don't worry about that. That means
that's
that I'm
men stuff.
Fun. Yeah, it's man stuff. That's right, Chrissy. You got it. As my only female fan, you're understanding where I'm putting down. Make yourself look as fake as possible because that's the only way you're getting the Frankie B. Wright swipe. Actually,
put yourself in front of a church. Glammed up. And that's the shipping
profile.
That's
right. I want to see you getting baptized with makeup on. That's how we do it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Holy shit, best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less, so you got that going for you. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings.
Ah.
I just got back from L.A., I took the red eye there. I took the red eye back. I was there for like a total of 40 hours.
By the way,
I actually like them. I actually like the red eye much better than I like flying during the day, because everyone's calm. The only thing I don't like about the overnight flights, and this is a fact, it's proven, you can read about it, is that the pilots turn the air conditioning to a ridiculous low to put everybody to sleep. They want to sedate everybody, right? And so they turn off all the lights, and they put that air conditioning on 38 degrees, so you're fucking freezing cold by the time you get
snuggled up.
Yeah. This is the captain coming straight from the ship right now. This is how it went down. So, ready?
Yes.
I'm taking the 10:30 out of Atlanta going to LAX. So I get there at the appropriate time. I'm like one of those guys that I don't like to sit at the airport for too long.
Me either.
So I get there.
Absolutely not.
An hour max before the flight.
Yes.
I got clear. I go through, you know, the whole thing. So we get up there and you're supposed to start boarding at 10:10, whatever.
Yeah.
So 10:10 comes and goes. There's one gate agent. Everyone's standing there for the ceremonial, you know, ceremonial.
Who's in line?
That's right.
Like you're kind of jockeying for position.
The Game of Thrones
it is.
action to get into the plane when everybody knows they're going on the same fucking plane.
And you have an assigned seat.
You have an assigned seat and you have now because so many people are dumb fucking shitheads. They now have zones so you can appropriately identify when the right time to stand up and get into your plane is.
That's right.
However, people in this country are suffering from mild intelligence at best. And common sense, most of us have none of it, right?
Yes.
And listen, I'm guilty sometimes too. You know, I get all nervous too. I'm like, oh shit, am I supposed to get up? Am I supposed to sit down? What do I do? 10:10 comes and goes. Nothing. Not a word from the gate agent. Not a word. 10:25 comes and goes. Not a fucking word. But now I see a technician heading for the plane. And I'm like, oh, no, God damn it. Because anytime you get a technician that goes on a plane with a bunch of tools and equipment, you know you're in there for the long haul.
Yeah, you're delayed.
So finally, the gate agent said something at 10:35, at 5 minutes after the flight's supposed to take off.
Midnight.
And I'm like, midnight?
Midnight.
Fuck. So now everyone's up. They're all pacing around. All the idiots sit
down. Head to the bar.
Time to head to the bar, right? We're all just kind of sitting there.
If they're open.
They're not giving us any information. Basically, what the guy said and all the garbledness was, I can't tell you what's going on. Management will be out in a little while, but we're expecting the flight to now take off at midnight. So I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong with the plane.
Yikes.
In this time, I see a couple of the airline stewardesses coming in and out of the plane and talking to the one gate agent, but they're talking like they're upset.
The flight attendants?
What's that?
The flight attendants.
Yeah, the attendants. What did I say?
Stewardesses.
Oh, stewardesses. I'm sorry about that. Stewardesses, flight attendants, the attendants.
Yes.
they're talking to the gate agent, but they're all upset. They're like, you know, you can just tell, like, they're whispering, but they're upset. Mm-hmm. So now 11:30 comes, and it goes, and no one says a word to us. We're supposed to, I know.
No.
And I'm like, holy shit. So now I'm looking for other flights. Yeah. Now the decision comes. Should I leave, go home, get 4 hours of sleep, and get back up to get the 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning flight? Should I stay and roll the dice? No, I can do either without any charge, so I can move the flight. I decide the best thing to do is just stay
just
for
roll.
One more round, like yeah. one more hour. And if it gets into the 1:30,
baby needs new shoes.
Yeah, daddy needs
Come
a
on.
New, daddy needs a brand new bag. So, in between this pause, I am noticing that there are a number of people that are in wheelchairs. And one lady in a wheelchair is not sitting, like all the wheelchairs are lined up ready to go down the gangway.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one lady that's kind of off in the middle of the area. But now that everyone's sat down, you can clearly see this lady. Her head is tilted back all the way, mouth open, jar of flies, mouth open, drool coming out of her, right?
She's taking a nap.
Oh, she's taking a nap, like the kind of nap you take after half a bottle of Jack Daniels. She is a hot mess. So in this period of time, I've noticed her, and then at some point, she starts stirring, right? Her head starts moving. She gets up. Her head falls down to her chest. Her shoes, she has flip-flops. They're not on. Her feet are just like dangling there off the thing.
Ooh, the old bare feet in the airport.
Yes. So she starts to bend down to go grab one of her shoes. Chrissy, I have never seen anybody so intoxicated and moving at the same time. And when she leans down...
Are you sure? Because we worked at Clear Channel.
Yeah, that's true. I take that back. 4 out of the 7 managers
sure?
at Clear Channel took that
Let's
joke
rethink
at any
that
given
statement.
Time. Yeah. She leans over to grab her shoe, and she just goes like a
Falls.
Little... Like she was about to do a somersault, but she goes straight into her head.
Oh.
So a number of us run, and we go to grab her, right? And the lady who was supposed to be attending to her is now chatting it up with the gate agent. Now she comes over. Now we're all, and we're like, hey, you, what's going on with this lady? You got to get in like an ambulance. And she goes, we've already called the police. She's not on this flight, but they told us to keep her here. And I was like, wait, hold on. She's not on this flight, but you're just keeping some drunk lady here in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
She's too drunk. I was like, you got to call for an ambulance.
She didn't even need the wheelchair. I mean, she did, but she would not have needed it if she'd been sober.
No, not at all.
They just stuck her into the wheelchair.
They stuck her into the
got
wheelchair.
It.
I guess in lieu of an ambulance, they stuck her in a wheelchair. But this lady is clearly...
Whoa.
Half of her blood is vodka. I mean, she is so, and you can smell it. It's nasty. Like, it's coming out of her mouth. She's like, Okay, so we sit her back down, and I'm like, me and a couple other people, a couple of ladies are like, hey, you got to call an ambulance for this lady. Like, this is not a normal level of intoxication.
Yeah.
She could pass out right here, throw up in her mouth. You don't know. You don't want to be responsible for that. And she goes, I'm telling you, the reason why she's here is because she got off of a flight, and she was so drunk she couldn't walk. They had to carry her out of the flight, and the police told me to leave her here. They would be back. And I'm like, okay, it's been 2 hours, you know? She goes, I don't know what you want me to do. I told him. And I was like, okay, I got it. You don't want to do anything extra for this lady. I understand. Meanwhile, this lady starts stirring again. And when she starts stirring again, she manages to get up. And Chrissy, I want you to imagine like a big circle, right? I want you to imagine a big open area in the airport, that tile linoleum floor. She's over in the gate area, and on the opposite side, maybe 50 feet away, is the doggy urination pee-pee-poo-poo place for the pets.
Oh,
like, we're at the end of
those.
The terminal.
Okay,
yeah, you take your dog in there, they shit, they get to the end, they get around.
Are those
whatever.
The old smoking rooms?
Probably. They fucking killed the smokers for the doggy shit-shits. And everybody's got a fucking dog on the plane now. It drives me crazy. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. This lady gets up from the gate area, and she does a circle. A 360, trying to catch herself. You know what I'm saying? That drunk stumble.
She's walking or attempting to walk. She's ditched the wheelchair.
She's in slow motion falling, but she's managing to keep herself afloat by just running in a circle, right? She's like trying to catch herself. And there are people that are standing up and trying to get her too, but she's not, but she's eluding
Oblivious.
Us all. Yeah.
Yeah.
She runs in one large circle. stumbling the entire way trying to catch herself. You know she's going down. She's just managing to propel herself with gravity right now by doing a circle. Like, one of those carnival things where you get up against the wall, right. With a, you know, the faster you go. That's what she's doing.
Like the Gravitron?
Yeah, like the Gravitron. She's doing her own Gravitron. She runs in one big 360-degree circle, and then she goes straight into the doggy door. She just hits into the doggy door and falls down.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you had some entertainment while you were waiting.
It was highly entertaining. I was just having a ball. I mean, poor lady, but I was having, clearly she had a problem. But I was, so anyway, we pick her back up, we throw her in the wheelchair, and then they... And then a number of, you know, a security officer comes over, a number of people escort her away as fast as possible. Because then she was like, I'm going to throw up. Everyone was like, no, no, don't spew.
Oh, God. Wow.
1 o'clock in the morning. Finally, we're getting on the plane. And what we understand from now, from piecing things together, because no one's telling us shit, is that we actually didn't not fly because of something that was wrong on the plane. There was possibly something wrong on the plane. But the real reason why we got delayed so long is because one of the flight attendants walked off the plane. They didn't want to fly. So they literally quiet quit while we were all sitting there waiting for somebody. And they couldn't.
That's why the other flight attendants were pissed.
That's why they all were upset. Yeah. They could, and they had to wait for another flight attendant that was willing to do the job to come on.
At that hour, too.
At that hour, too. Yeah. It's like 1 o'clock in the fucking morning.
On a Tuesday, too? Wasn't it like on a Tuesday?
Oh, it was on a Tuesday, yeah. Yeah. And so now I'm going to be in L.A. at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But here is the main point of the story, Chrissy. At some point, another gate agent comes. And this lady looks, acts, and has swagger like Jackie fucking Brown.
Nice.
And I am like, fuck yeah, this lady. And she gets on there.
Attention all people waiting to get to LAX from Atlanta, flight 3133. We're now going to start boarding. And when we board, we're going to board as quickly and as calmly as possible. We want to get you to L.A., and we also need to wrap up the night. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call the zones, and only when your zone is called are you going to stand up!
She was like in charge, Chrissy.
I love this.
Right now, I'm going to pre-board people who need help getting down the gangway, and only people who need help.
And that does not include you, yeah, drunkie.
Okay.
Stay away.
Now that we've gotten rid of the drama.
Go back to the pet area.
I'm starting with pre-boarding. Let's start with pre-board now.
Okay, so there's a line of wheelchairs, and they get it, right? And
if you are with someone in a wheelchair, you do not go down the gangway. Let the attendants take them down, and then you can go in your seat, and your assigned boarding seat.
So some lady's trying to, like, follow her son. She's doing this all on the intercom.
Ma'am, did you hear what I just said? Stand back, please. Get back.
The mom's like, wait, that's my son.
Your son's going to be fine. He's going 50 yards down. We'll be okay, I promise.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, shit, yeah, this is awesome. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
There's a person that has been sitting on the floor that has not one, not two, not three, not four, five cat carriers between a couple. Five cat carriers. They all have cats. You can hear them meowing. Five meow, meow, cat carriers. Meow, meow. Yeah. You can tell this Xanax is wearing out for whatever, because the more we wait, the more frustrated the cats get. So they get up and they're trying to go. You need help down the gate.
What's wrong with you? Why do you need to get down there? What's the pre-board?
And the guy, you can't really hear the guy, but you know, it's like the cat. I got the cat.
I said people who need help getting down the gangway. I didn't say cats who need help getting down the gangway. Stand back. Go when your seat is called, sir. When your seat is called.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, hell yeah.
I will now take military and active. I didn't say children. I said military and active duty.
She did this the entire time. Young guy walks up in the military and active duty. He hands her the ticket.
She looks at. I need to see an ID, son.
And he's like, whoa. He's like, oh man.
And she's like, let's see the ID, please. Military ID.
He didn't pulls have out it? His identity.
This is a driver's license, sir. It doesn't say anywhere here you're military. Sit back down.
Oh, I'm like, oh my wow. God. I love this is this amazing. So much. This is amazing.
This is so much fun. She did this. And I was in, I was like in zone two or whatever, right? And I wasn't even thinking about getting up until zone two was no. Like, I want to be the last person in
exactly.
Zone two to go. She did this.
I would want to be the last person actually walking on
the plane.
Plane.
That's right. I just loved this. I thought this is the way you fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten out of control. Everyone gets up and everyone bum rushes everyone else and cuts in front of line and people get upset and
Jeff
people get angry.
Jeff knows this about me. I am one of those people that I would love to just breeze right up. Almost everybody's on the flight already. I don't care if I'm the last person on. I really don't. I have an assigned seat. I like it better when I'm the last person. In fact, I've had the people call me. Kristen Bransford, we need
you're
you
one
to
of those
come.
Ones.
We
yeah.
need you to come, and I will come.
Last call for Kristen Joy Bransford, flight 101 to Atlanta. Last flight for Kristen Joy Bransford.
Yep. So I like it like that.
This lady was so awesome because I agree that with her, and she didn't say this,
no,
but I know
a
she
shit
was
show,
thinking
trying
it's a
to
total
get onto a plane.
Shit show. Can we agree? Amongst the walkway treaty of 2021, I think is when we signed
we'll
it.
We'll do an amendment.
We'll do an amendment, and that could be the airplane walkway treaty of 2022. Can we all agree?
The airport waiting, yeah. Lobby waiting. Yeah.
Let the people that need extra time, let them go first. Let the children go second. Military active duty, I agree with that.
Just
let them
chill.
Go third. And then everyone else just fucking chill. Sit in your goddamn seat or stay wherever you're standing until it's time for your number to be called.
There's no need to even
there's
stand.
There's no need.
There's no need to even stand.
Well, I can understand if there's not enough seats and you're like standing against a wall
no,
or whatever.
No, but you know what I do is I go across the other way
yeah.
to the other side where there are seats.
And I just
keep an eye on things.
Okay.
And as soon as everybody's
that's
funneled
that's why you
in,
get called every
and, time. Like I'm here.
That's why
I'm
you're
here.
Yeah.
No worries.
That's Chrissy Joy Bransford there, co-host extraordinaire. Making everybody late. And I just thought this was just so lovely. I
wish you'd taken a little video of it.
I wish I had to, but I'm not that quick on my feet. Like yeah. I don't think like that. I just was enjoying what I was watching. Yeah. I got into LA at like 3:30 in the morning. I get to the car rental place. I've rented like a Corolla or whatever I did, right?
Yeah.
And there's one person in the entire car rental place for these five.
Oh, I'm sure at that hour.
Budget, thrifty, whatever they are, right? Dollar. They're all together in the same thing. I go up there and I present my ID and she's like, I got a minivan. I'm like, you got a what? And she's like, I got a minivan. And I'm like, wait, you got a minivan? You got a minivan for me, or you have a minivan? Is there a? What are we saying here? And she's like, well, you're supposed to pick the car up at 12, and so you know somebody else took the last midsize whatever. And I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me! All you got is minivans. She's like, they're pretty nice minivans. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm not driving a minivan. You got anything else? And she's like, I got a Mustang that hasn't been washed yet. And I'm like, I'll take it.
The Mustang.
I'll take it. Yeah. And I hate driving those Mustangs, man. They're just like, they're not very comfortable cars for me. And so
taking
anyway,
the minivan.
I'm driving in the middle of I'm driving from LAX to Burbank, which is like not the shortest drive. It's like a 45-minute drive. No traffic. And there is no traffic. It is pouring down
Ooh.
Rain. They yeah. haven't had rain in 7 years. And Brian shows up and it's a like just a monsoon
they
going on.
They made rain for LA.
They made rain for LA. That's a Widespread Panic song if
yes,
anybody wants
is.
To look up the band.
Hatfield.
Widespread Panic. Hatfield. That's right. So I had the experience of driving in the rain when no one else in this city has ever experienced rain because they don't get rain.
You would think Atlanta is the same way, except we do get rain.
We get
and
rain
people
all the
still
time.
Act
oh,
like
yeah,
they've never seen it.
Dum-dums. They put on their hazards. They slow down to 10 or they're driving 105.
Exactly.
The trucks are just all over the road.
Spray.
Yeah, it's spray going everywhere. I mean, it's fucking awful. My favorite is
there's 100 wrecks.
Oh, yeah.
No matter which direction you're going in.
It's like people lose their sense of, like, people literally get dumber when it rains in this town. They get dumber. And luckily, it was 3 a.m, so there wasn't much traffic, but the trucks were swerving all over. And, you know, driving through L.A. on those highways, it's like, it's mountainous,
yeah.
right? You're up and down and all
True.
This other stuff. So it was kind of a nerve-wracking drive. I get to the fucking hotel. They don't have my reservation. They're sold out.
Ooh.
And I'm like, son of a bitch, you got to be kidding me. It's 4 a.m. I got a meeting at 8. Could you, like, is there anything you can do? So he finally gives me, like, what's, I think they
like
refer
the closet?
To it. Yeah, they gave me the closet.
The
That's exactly
closet.
What they gave me. They gave
That's me. Like that movie Best in Show.
I know.
A wheel of cotton to the closet.
I can give you the keys to the bathroom, to the public bathroom, and you're welcome to lock it.
Yes.
At that point, I was like, yeah, shit, why not?
Yeah.
You could sleep in the bar. Feel free. He goes, I'll give you, like, I think he called it, like, a jump room. He was so nice. The guy was so nice. He was just trying to help. He's like, a jump room. I guess, it's like, there's an emergency. They have extra rooms so the staff can stay there. So I was like, I'll take it. Whatever that means, I'll take it. Yeah, if it's got a bed and a shower, I'll be happy. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's a regular room. We use it for the staff, but it's clean and you can use it. And he's like, it's the only room I have available. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I get there, Chrissy, and I swear on all that's holy, I'm staying in a Marriott, and there is a piece of tape, it's branded tape, Marriott tape, like safety tape.
Yeah.
And it's plastered on the door. Like, so if you open it, you're going to break the seal. And I'm like, what is that for? Did someone get murdered in here? Am I like going into the murder room or what's happening?
I thought you said jump room.
I thought you said jump room, not.
Yeah, it's where someone jumped.
Yeah, it's. There's been 3 jumpers this week, sir. It's LA. Get used to it. The good news is the blood's outside the room, not inside the room. There's a draft from the broken window. Is there still a sheet rope hanging out there? I'm sorry. You know, it was a long night last night. So at least I got a room. That was good. Night number 2, I show up and there's like 2 rooms next door to each other. I get in early because I was so tired. I'm like 9 or 9:30. And there is a guy. So it's like 2 rooms at the end of a hallway and they're just right in front. Like you turn the corner and they're right in front of me, like 301 and 302 or whatever. Yes. So 301 is next door. So I walk up to my door and as I kind of clear the hallway, I see a guy laying up against the wall, key in hand, snoring. He's like,
really?
And I'm like, oh shit. But you can, when I get closer to him, you can smell. So I try and wake him up. I'm like, Hey buddy, he's young. Hey, buddy.
He'd been at a conference.
Yeah, he was at a conference. He'd been at the...
Those conferences get crazy.
He'd been at the Pick-2 massage parlor is what he'd been at.
Yeah.
He spent a long night. Oh, those conferences do get crazy. So anyways, I try to wake him up. The guy doesn't wake up. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm so tired. But okay, I'll go downstairs and I get the guy. And I am on the second floor of this hotel. So I go downstairs, I get the guy. He comes back up and he's like, Oh, shit. And he goes, I just gave this guy a new key. And I was like, well, he still got it in his hand. I don't think he quite. I think it was just like too hard. He couldn't make it. He crawled up to the door. He goes, no, man, you don't understand. This guy's on the 8th floor. And I was like, this guy's
He couldn't
on the
get
floor.
In. And so he just sat down and passed out.
He just passed out. He was on the 8th floor. I love it. It's all funny now, but when I'm going through it, I'm like, fuck. Now I got to help the guy next door. Dude, I'm tired. Why'd you have to pass out right in front of me? I can't just leave you there. No, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For a second, I'm like, maybe I should just go to bed and he'll figure it out. And then I'm like, what if he dies? I'm going to have a fucking ambulance. Then I'm going to have a bunch of paramedics making noise outside. I guess I'll go downstairs and tell everybody.
Somebody, yeah. Alert somebody.
It's not empathy.
He just needed
just
a wheelchair
laziness.
Is all he needed.
He did. He needed a Delta attendant just to flop him up in a wheelchair and leave him there for 7 to 10 hours.
Good times on your trip. Indeed. I'm glad you made it back safe.
Thanks,
and,
I did. I made it back safe. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that now. We'll talk about the other details
later.
When the microphones are off. There you go. So, Chrissy, I got back in town. I got right to work. I'm excited to put out new episodes and got right to work. And I turn on one of my favorite research tools, YouTube. And guess what pops up?
Oh, do tell.
Hey, everybody in the podcast universe. It's time for a commercial break. Inside this commercial break, Chrissy and I want to thank everybody, all the loyal listeners who have been writing in at 855-TCB-8383 and TCBpodcast.com. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, we're taking it all at 855-TCB-8383 or TCBpodcast.com and hit the Contact Us button at the commercial break on Instagram. And do us a favor, go check out the brand new YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or go to the search box and type in the @ TCB podcast, and up will flow all of our videos out of YouTube thin air. It's like magic. Speaking of magic, our sponsors are magical because they keep us on the air free and frequently to you. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please do us a favor and use the specialized URLs and codes if we give them inside of the advertisement. Speaking of those wonderful sponsors, let's take just a few minutes to hear from them, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody. I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lululemon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you identify yourself with, listen up, because Lululemon is not just for yoga pants. The holiday season is here, Halloween is officially over, and we need to start thinking about the gifts we're going to give each other and ourselves. And at Lululemon.com, they have everybody covered. I just got some licensed to train jogger pants, and they are the most comfortable, the most cozy, the softest pants I have ever put on. That's no joke. There's a reason why millions of people across this country and the world have fallen in love with Lululemon. And at Lululemon.com, whether you're male or female or identifying some other way, you are going to find your style. And if you think it's all jogging pants and yoga gear, you are completely wrong, just like I was. I look on the website, they have polo shirts, they have slacks, they have shoes, they have socks, they have swimwear, almost anything you need for your entire wardrobe. Lululemon.com has it. Go to Lululemon.com. Set the joy in motion this holiday season. Get cozy, get comfortable, get Lululemon at Lululemon.com. And we want to thank Lululemon for being a sponsor of the commercial break. Go on, guys, get yourself a pair of Lululemon pants. You're gonna love it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Strolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I like to do. And a brand new video from the guy we said we would do no more videos of. Frankie V is back in town. Good ladies and gentlemen.
It's so good.
I love it. I love it, Chrissy.
I know.
He's on a tear. And we have to just keep up with it while he's on a tear because, like we've talked about
it
before,
could go away in an instant.
Could go away in an instant. And I know there's a couple haters out there, and I get it. I understand. You think we've run over Frankie too much, but I actually have thought about this a lot. I've talked with Chrissy about this off air. We disagree with you 100%.
Yes, we don't care.
We actually think
we love it.
Yeah, we actually think the commercial break has been built on the back of Frankie B videos, and we are in love with Frankie B. So, without further ado, Chrissy, let's find out what Frankie B is up to.
He's got some new advice for us.
Frankie is back, and he's ready to talk about what he thinks girls should do with their dating profile, because of course he's the expert in female dating profiles.
He would know best.
He would.
Not him, who?
Not him, who? Who else in this world could give the ladies better advice on their dating profile
than a 60-year-old, or we don't know,
we don't
how
know.
Old man?
Yeah.
It's Frankie.
Yeah, that's right. It's Frankie.
He's just an expert on everything.
Who better to give the femmes a little advice on their dating profile than a 62-year-old chauvinist?
Yes.
With greased back hair.
Who thinks that everybody
barbed
cheats?
Wire face, that everybody cheats. And you know what? Let's just listen to him, and then I don't want to prognosticate. Let's give him a minute.
Let's give him a chance.
So today I want to do a fun video. Now, normally, you know, you guys know me. This channel is geared for all guys in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle.
But and lifestyle. lifestyle.
And lifestyle.
I keep wanting to say fun.
Yeah. Because
fitness, fashion, fun.
I think he was saying that at one point. He was like, fitness, grooming, fashion, fitness, and fun. He was like repeating something. Food, fitness, fashion, fun, feathers. I'm not even sure what he was saying. But I gotta tell you, I think Frankie's intro to his videos are as long as the commercial break intro.
Yes, they are.
You know what? Today, I want to do a video for the women. For the women out there who are on the dating sites. Yes, you. We
You, me? Chrissy. I could see some lady out there like, me? Are you talking to me? I've been waiting all week for
he
you to talk to me.
He points the finger directly in the camera.
Directly
too.
At the camera. How much of his audience do you think is female?
None.
0%.
Me.
0.0. Yeah, Chrissy Hoadley. Number one Frankie B man.
Need to talk. So you could say fortunately or unfortunately, I was thrusted back into
thrusted. I was thrusted. Not thrust.
Not thrust. He was thrusted back into the dating scene.
Yeah.
The dating scene.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately.
Potato, tomato.
Depending on whether or not you're dating me. Yeah. Unfortunately for those who've run across my dating profile. Fortunately for the rest of you who are too old to see it. If you're over 30, you're not seeing my dating profile. I like to pick a range, you know, 18 to 25, just in case. You know, come on, guys.
I'm off. I was only on for a short time. And can you meet?
Don't be a show-off, Frankie.
Come on, don't be an asshole. I was only on it for a minute.
How proud your girlfriend must be.
Meet women on there. You can. Normally, it's a nightmare, but there's always that gem, that little hidden gem. And you have to be patient.
I mean, how many times has he been on here?
There's always that.
Normally, every time, every other 100 times, it's a nightmare.
It's a total nightmare. 100 out of 100 times. But that 101st time, you get a little gem. You get a little tiny gem. You get a 25-year-old who wants to go traveling with you. She needs her rent paid, you know, once, twice, three times in 3 months. That's the kind you're looking for, guys. You find a gem. You ignore all the insanity because she's 25 and she's
cute.
Plus,
she loves a party.
She's a party girl. What am I talking about?
I know I said I didn't like him, but I like him.
I really like him. I got to admit. The drunker, the better for Frankie V.
Because guess what? They will come. And fortunately for me, she came and I'm off.
Are we talking about sex
or are we talking about dating? She came and I'm off? What does that mean? She came and she
thrusted.
Shot off my cock like a rocket.
He's thrusted.
I was thrusted. I was thrusting behind her. She came, I took off.
We gotta talk.
Rocket.
Rocket. It's just too good.
It is.
It's just too cliche. Oh, Frankie. Hey, listen, he's a good looking guy. He's for his age.
He's
whatever.
Not my type.
God,
but
his ex girlfriend.
Whoever that was.
It's just banging.
We don't know that was his girlfriend.
No, we don't. We're making an assumption.
I think that.
Who else would just let him use that?
I think it might have been a paid actress.
You think so? Yeah. You think he just like went down the beach and was like, hey, you want to make $20?
Yes.
And you walk toward me?
Her face isn't shown.
I know, because she has her hat covered. Yeah. So what you're talking about is in the intro of this, like when he says Rocket, the music, and there's a couple, you know, a couple short videos, like clips. One of them is of a very beautiful woman in a bathing suit
walking down the beach.
Very beautiful body.
We don't know.
That's right. We have no idea what her face looks like. But you can't see her face because she's got this huge sun hat on, and the sun hat is pulled all the way down
in front of her head. I'll make $20.
Yeah, she's like, I'll make $20. Yeah. You can't see my face. Yeah.
Don't show my face.
Before we get in this video, I'm going to ask you, if you like the content, anyone watching, subscribe to this channel so you don't miss my upcoming videos for guys in their 50s and 60s. And don't forget to hit that like button if you do enjoy the video, because that's going to help my channel grow, and I would greatly appreciate it. All right, so...
Wow, he's kind of sharpened up his speech there. He's not saying, smash that like button.
He's tightened it up.
Smash that subscribe button. He tightened it up a little bit. He says for guys in their 50s and 60s.
He seems a little more relaxed. Since he's getting some now.
Yeah, he's getting that release.
Yes.
He's getting the poison out. Get the poison out.
let's get into this video, and I want to bring up a few points to the women out there. Because
I know you're going to bring up a few points. You're going to bring up a few points of where you make no points.
That's correct.
We're about to go on an odyssey with our boy Frankie B.
I think women need advice from men out there. How are their profiles? What's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? Women always get to express themselves, you know, on those sites. Don't do this. If you're this way, don't move. Swipe this way.
Angry much? He's so angry. He's so pissed at every woman on earth.
Yeah. Everything.
You know, women get to do everything. They swipe walk around like God gift. Yeah. Go that way. Vote this way. Drive over here. I mean, come on, guys. What the fuck? They keep saying, I don't want someone who's a murderer. I'd rather not have restraining orders. I don't want a divorcee three times with four kids. The fuck? I hate women.
Swipe left, swipe right. You know, they're very, very bossy. But what about
the women?
The women
that are saying that. That's the app. That's how the app works.
That's how the app works, you dipshit. Come on, Frankie. You got to calm down. We get it. You had a bad experience with some chick or two or eight. I'm not even really sure. But when you're talking nonsense like this, this is why you have bad experience with women. It's because they don't want someone that's just going to tell them what they should think. Who cares? It's a fucking dating app. It's Tinder. It's a game. No one cares.
What about the women in the pictures that they post, okay? I'm here to talk to you. And the first one that I want to talk about is whatever you do, do not put a picture of you with a cocktail in your
hand.
What the fuck? Of all the things you could have said, don't put a picture of your best friend. Don't put a picture from 10 years ago. Don't put a picture without your face. He says don't put a picture with you having a cocktail in your hand.
Yeah. No, that's wrong because he shows that picture of him down in Mexico
that's right.
taking shots.
Yes. The beginning of his video is literally half with alcohol
him with
in
cocktails.
His hand. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander, Frankie. Why are you so afraid of party? Who is this woman?
There was somebody.
In the off chance. And I know this is like highly unlikely. Our audience doesn't have this much reach. But in the off chance that you have dated Frankie B.
Or know who did,
please contact 855-TCB-8383. Please. I would love to just have a short conversation with you. Doesn't have to be on air. Because whoever this girl was took him for a fucking ride. Yeah, he's so upset.
Okay, on your main picture. You look like a drunk, okay? It is the most...
Hold on. Can I just say that on my Facebook picture that I haven't changed in 100 years, I have a glass of wine and I'm cheersing the camera.
This is why Jizzy Jazz Jeff is her husband and not Frankie B. Chrissy, you just broke the number one Frankie B rule about Tinder.
I'm just dying because
that is literally
my profile picture on Facebook. It's a glass of wine.
Oh my God. For years,
I was
my
in a vineyard.
I know.
It's a good picture. And I've just stuck with it. I'm never getting rid of it because I'm not on Facebook enough
to do anything. Facebook is all just bots now. Anyway, I used to have a picture and it was me. It was me with a 12 pack of Bud Light.
There you go.
And I had that on for 7 years. I did just fine with the ladies.
Unattractive thing I've ever seen. I can't stand it. I don't like to see any pictures of any women with alcohol in beers. Now, to me, that's a major, major turnoff. All right? Most men...
Fuck you, Frankie.
I would venture...
Yeah, fuck you. What the fuck? Girls can't drink? What is the fuck is wrong with you, man? Normally, I love you, and I understand you're just like a big, lovable kind of dolt a little bit. Like, you're just a little, you know, a little thick in the head. But this is kind of a dumb thing to be talking about. I mean, who cares?
He's going off on a rant.
We know you drink.
Yeah,
we know you party.
Of him
there's
in
pictures.
Mexico.
Yes. Tell me that body.
He talks about going to bars.
That's right.
And clubs.
He goes to bars and he sits down with, assuming a woman's waiting for him to date.
I think you just need to be up front.
Yeah.
Say, I like wine.
I like wine. I'm a drinker. Are you? Because we know you are. She can't show that? It's illegal to show that? Where are we at? Abu Dhabi or something? So stupid.
All right. Most men, I would venture to say, you know, if you want to categorize men.
Categorize.
Categorize. It's
Caragoralize.
Like, I just want to caragoralize men for 1 second. There's the men that drink. There's the men that don't drink. Now, we have a there's a different set of standards when it comes to men. We can literally show ourselves doing a beer
bomb.
We can
show our penis. We
can
just do whatever
we
want.
Show our cock. I'm doing a couple lines off of a stripper's tits. Don't worry about that. That means
that's
that I'm
men stuff.
Fun. Yeah, it's man stuff. That's right, Chrissy. You got it. As my only female fan, you're understanding where I'm putting down. That's boy stuff. You understand? That means that we're fun-loving and we like to have a good time. We're risky and we take adventures. Now, if you show alcohol, that means you're a lush and it's unlikely that you're able to hold down a job or a relationship. It's a huge red flag. Huge! I would say of all the red flags, that's the smallest one.
That is.
Yeah.
They might not like that either, okay? I think it's just you're sending the wrong signal on your first picture, your main picture.
I mean, here's the deal. If you have a picture of yourself drinking and then you say non-drinker in your profile.
Sending a bad signal, Chrissy.
Non-drinker in your profile. And you say you don't want a drinker, but you have a cocktail. That's a red flag a little.
If you're celebrating your 10th anniversary of sobriety and you have a picture of you with a Jack Daniels bottle, okay, I get it. Then there's a problem. But simply having a cocktail, I mean, imagine how many pictures are taken around the world with people who are like drinking. All of a sudden the cameras become like, they're just like, let's take pictures.
Right, you're having fun.
That's right. It's an American pastime. To get drunk and to take pictures of people while they're drinking.
Yes.
Be the best possible picture of you. Pick a good picture. Nothing stupid. Nothing in bathing suits.
Nothing in bathing suits. Tinder was built on pictures of girls in bathing suits.
What is it? His freaking first, the beginning of his videos.
A girl in a bathing suit. Him in a bathing suit.
Him drinking.
Him drinking. Him topless. Him
working out.
Pretending to golf. Him working out. He is okay for him, but it's not good for you, ladies. Settle down. Put your clothes back on. No bikini shots.
Wear a bathing suit on your first picture. You know what that looks like? You're trying to show off. You're trying to tantalize men. And what do you get out of that?
Right. Frankie B. You get a rock hard Frankie B with my semi-erection coming straight at you. Built by Cialis.
Why Brian 3000?
Why Brian 3000? Jizz up to 4 feet with Y-Brian 3000. Watch her take off like a rocket with Y-Brian 3000.
Thrusted it.
We put an ED on the end of thrust with Y-Brian 3000. We put the ED in thrusted. No one caragoralizes people like we do with Y-Brian 3000. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Frankie.
Oh, my God. Frankie, here's what it is. I figured it out. It just came to me. Frankie's angry because this is how he found his last girl.
The burn.
Yeah, the burn. She had a cocktail in her hand with a bikini, sun-drenched and looking beautiful. He swiped right. They got together. She burned him. She must have burned this guy good.
Yeah.
But my sense of it is, in case you haven't listened to the most, you can go back and listen to the Frankie B episode where he talks about, he just basically has this video, and I forget what the title of the video was, but all he does is bitch and complain about his ex-girlfriend. That's all he does the entire time.
Oh, it's bad.
But, party girls, you know, you want to be a party girl or whatever.
This is where she wouldn't let him into the club with her and her friends.
That's right.
She got him to drive her to the club, but then she said,
"Well,
you wait.
To the club. You wait." Hey, can I come in with you? No, okay, I'll be right here.
Meanwhile, she was in sweats before that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she was in the club posting pictures, and Frankie was outside looking on Instagram. Looks like fun. Can I come in? No, okay, I'll be here, right here.
You get all the boners out there giving you all these rude comments, okay? Because you're sending the wrong picture, okay? Do yourself a favor. Put your very best picture as your profile.
So much for being sex positive.
Yeah, so much
Frankie.
For being, for like
body positive.
Jeez. Come on, buddy. For a guy who works in the body industry, supposedly, in your closet, putting barbed wire in people's faces.
Before I get into the second thing that really bothers me about women.
It's like his own personal channel. Like, yeah. He's supposed to be giving tips, like best of. I mean,
he's supposed to be top lining bullet
points.
And this
pointing. Is, yes. And what this we is get. Just, yeah, it's just him.
Bunch of fucking ranting. Gibberish. But that's why we love Frankie B.
I know.
It's because if he actually made a point that made sense, it wouldn't be so funny. I mean, then we'd be like, oh, okay, I get that one. I mean, we're not trying to be mean to Frankie B. We actually like Frankie B. But Frankie is just a blabbermouth. He just doesn't shut the fuck up. We've already lost the point of the video. He was like, you know, how to make your dating profile fantastic.
How to make your dating profile better. Great.
And guess what?
We're lost down a rabbit hole of what Frankie hates.
That's right.
Which is basically what happened to him badly in the past.
Basically anybody with a vagina. That's what Frankie hates.
Dating sites. I just want to say, I'm all for drinking, okay? I will party with the best of you.
I bet you will.
I've got a half a pound of Peruvian blue sitting in my locker right outside. I'm ready to go to town, girls. But I don't want
don't put
you.
That on the profile.
Yeah, don't put it on the profile because I don't want anybody else to know you're drinking. It's embarrassing.
I'm saying in that last segment, what I'm trying to tell you is don't show, okay, that you're a big party girl because
here we go.
She should get together with Adam the Liar. I feel like they're both they both have the same strategy, which is lie. Just lie. You want to show the best side of you? Lie.
Just lie.
It just sends the wrong message. So now getting into our next tip. All right. And I don't know why you women do this. For some reason, you want to...
Who the fuck are you? Who made you God give to women? I don't know why in the world you women do this. You women. You women. Haven't we, like... Oh, I thought we evolved
God.
A little bit.
Let's hear what he has to say.
Put a picture of yourself without makeup on to show the world what you look like. Do you need to do that? Do you need to do that on the dating scene?
Jesus.
Do you really need to show what you really look like? You can't take 3 to 4 hours to get yourself ready for a Tinder picture.
You need a glam team to get yourself ready for this.
God damn right, Chrissy. Now we're talking. Still the only woman who understands me out there.
Yeah, so as soon as you wash off all of that at the end of the night, when we're together, you're a completely different person, and I had no idea.
You don't wash it off when you're with me.
Oh, you
no,
don't.
You don't.
You have it tattooed on.
Well, you sleep in the bathroom, and when you and then when you get ready and get up in the morning, you're allowed out. And that's to make me breakfast. Hard-boiled eggs with avocado.
Tuna.
Tuna. Just follow the smell. They're down in the refrigerator.
Why? What is the purpose of that? All right? I'm going to tell you right now. All right? There are a lot of women that can...
I'm going to say something right now.
You're ugly without your makeup.
You look like the backside of a butcher block.
Put it on.
Do yourself a favor. Just use someone else's photograph.
Use that Facetune thing. Just put makeup on that way.
You make yourself look as fake as possible because that's the only way you're getting a Frankie B. right swipe. Actually,
put yourself in front of a church.
Put yourself in
glammed
front
up, and that's there should be your
that's
profile.
Right. I want to see you getting baptized with makeup on. That's how we do it.
Pull off not wearing makeup. They can, but when they pull that off, it's usually in the morning in bed, okay? And you look pretty good that way. But if you're going to walk around in the general public without makeup, all right, if you're sending pictures...
Wow!
I had no idea.
If you're going to walk around in the general public,
the general
with
public
no
without
makeup
on, he has turned full-blown chauvinista.
I mean, God.
This is way beyond the pale. We've never heard Frankie talk. I mean, we've heard Frankie skirt the edges. He certainly comes from a different time, right? He's older and he has different thoughts about men and women and how they're categorized. But this is straight up chauvinistic.
Jeez.
Don't walk around without makeup
on. In
the general population. Is that really what you think? Is you walk around being angry at women for not wearing makeup? God damn, Frankie.
This is how I look natural. I like to be natural. Go ahead, be natural. All right? It's not going to work for me, and it's not going
to
work for a lot of men. So do
check, Frankie.
Yeah. Guess what? God. Not every woman that's out in public is looking to spread her legs for Frankie's half-erect penis. Why, Brian 3000, take care of that for you.
This is crazy.
We put the ED back in bed. We put the ED back in head.
Yeah,
Frankie, I got news for you. I mean, I do a lot of walking around in public.
I'm speechless right now that he is saying this.
I am speechless about this. This is...
It's gone further than we've ever gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yourself a favor. Look your very best on the entire portfolio of your dating site. No pictures without makeup. This one here.
Whoa.
Now boarding dipshits and dumbasses. Now boarding dipshits and dumbasses. No, not you, sir. You're not, you don't even qualify as a dipshit or a dumbass.
Frankie B to the terminal.
Amoeba? Amoeba now? Now boarding amoeba.
Frankie B to the terminal.
This kills me. I love this one. I love when the women will kind of give you orders. And
what's up with all the drama, Frankie? Why do you have to act like such a drama queen? I love this one. I love it.
What they like and what they're looking for, and if you don't like it, just swipe to the left.
And yes, the that's problem. Right.
That's exactly the fucking point
that's
of Tinder. Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of Tinder. This is not my thing. I never had a good experience on Tinder. I mean, I didn't have horrible experiences, but I did have to get a woman out of a tree once, like a cat with the fire department.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's,
you say what you like.
You say what you like.
And then another person says, I'm like that. Here, let's talk.
Yeah. You haven't. It keeps,
or I'm not like that.
It levels the playing field. Yeah. Right? If like it or don't like it, it does level the playing field. It allows people to choose based on very few bits of information, mainly the picture, on whether or not they're interested in somebody. And then you dig deeper from there. Who fucking cares what you think, Frankie? No one. You don't even have any women. Why are you even doing this video? You just have to get your anger out somehow.
It does. Yeah. That's what it is.
I have with that. And let's just say if you're looking for sex or if you're looking just for a good time, just keep walking, guys. Just keep walking. But 99% of
like
those women.
What's that?
He looks like he's taking a shit.
I know. He's like, but 99% of women. It's prairie dogging. It's prairie dogging. I better get this 55-minute video down to 5.
That say that, I venture to say they would be dying for sex. They would be dying to have a good time. You know.
What?
What?
What is he saying?
I don't even know. I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about.
Where did we go now?
I've been listening to this the entire time. I'm sitting here right in the studio, and I'm sure like a lot of you out there, I'm totally confused. And I speak Frankie B. Like, I literally have a master's degree in Frankie B.
Right.
I have no fucking clue what he's talking about. He's saying that if a girl puts, I'm here for sex.
Or I'm here for not for sex.
Or not for sex.
Actually, she's dying for it.
Dying to not have sex.
I don't know.
She didn't put on makeup, so she's getting no sex today. She's
no
drinking without makeup in a bikini. Shit's gone sideways. By the way, that's like my number one criteria for swiping right.
Yes.
I'm like, bikini? Yup. Drinking? Absolutely.
No makeup?
Goal. You look good then? You're going to look good anyway. Fucking A right. At my age, I'm not choosy.
Here's the problem in life and society in general.
Oh, now he's about to diagnose society in general. Society. You're the problem with society in general.
Everybody gets used to looking at themselves, their look, okay? You see yourself every single day. Women, I'm talking about you. You see yourself.
Is this a problem in society? I think mirrors have been around for like 7,000 years. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single.
It's not just women that are looking at themselves in the mirror.
No.
My
no,
God.
I bet Frankie's burning up some mirror time over at that house.
Is.
Yeah, he's probably got a house full of mirrors.
He's got a house full of mirrors.
For sure. You don't.
He's checking himself out in his car.
Yeah, of course. He's probably got the screen facing toward him right now.
Yeah,
right?
He does. He's seeing himself now.
You don't look this polished and have a body like this at 60 years old, and Frankie does have a good body for 60 years old, or 65, or however old he is. The guy is a handsome gentleman. So, I mean, if you've never seen him, I'm sure you've already probably looked at.
Handsome is relative.
Well, handsome is relative.
Anyways.
Okay, he's a little... he's not a bad-looking guy. Let's put it that way. I've seen a lot worse at 65 years old,
yes,
right?
That's true.
I look worse at 32 years old. Look
no,
at me,
32. I think you're much more handsome than Frankie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Day, you don't notice you're aging because it's so gradual. You don't notice your wrinkles. You don't notice that your teeth are horrifying.
Okay, I can go on. Disgusting.
You don't know that your mouth looks like a bunch of Skittles.
Over the years, your teeth have just directly pointed out.
That's right.
You got a huge knuckle tooth.
Your two front teeth ran away from each other in the last 5 years, and you don't know it. You want to know why? Because you've been looking at yourself the entire time. And that run looked like a crawl, didn't it? Now look at you. You can throw a football through those chompers. Looks like you got a British dentist. I'm sorry, guys, in the UK. Oh, I know, it's an old trope. You know what I was watching the other day? The Best of Chris Farley.
Oh,
and they did this commercial like with Mike Myers and Chris Farley, and it was British guys talking about toothpaste, like a toothpaste, like one of those commercials that SNL does. Yes. And the toothpaste.
I love the commercials.
It's like it has 10% 10% baking soda, 90% pure cane sugar. That they all have bad teeth. It was just funny. It was funny.
On and on and on. And these are the women who put those little statements in there. All right. Like they're the whole powerful, high and mighty, beautiful, gorgeous thing. When in fact, you could be nothing even close to that. So
he's harsh.
Wow, Frankie. This is like when you called almost every man a loser, except the ones who worked out with good bodies. But it was directed at men, so we took it a little bit lighter. But this is really serious.
This is harsh.
This is like some woman bashing here, buddy.
Yeah.
Who
what
are
I wanna...
you?
Yeah.
Say to the women out there, okay, I think you need to eliminate, all right, eliminate that. You'll be able...
Eliminate you. Just eliminate yourself from all dating. If you think you have any rights or deserve anything, just eliminate yourself.
Eliminate that from your mind.
Yes. I'm swiping mm-hmm. left. Actually, I bet Frankie swipes right on everything. He's like, let me see who I can connect with.
Yes.
To pick that up when you have a conversation or when you're texting.
Texting.
Eliminate that. You'll be able to pick that up when you have a conversation or when you're texting the gentleman that reaches out to you. All right. Don't get so caught up in yourself and your look, because 90% of you don't even look the part.
Dang.
Oh my God. Damn. And who the fuck are you?
Well, and why again don't you want to have real pictures?
Yeah, why don't you want real pictures? If you're ugly, you're not allowed to be online. What the fuck is that, Frankie?
God.
Who made you the king of the internet? Dude, stop being such a douche. Frankie, I love you, buddy. I suspect you probably found these videos and watched them. And I love you. I really do. I think you're just kind of a big, dumb Care Bear, right? But you are woman-hating at the highest level right now, and it's really not necessary. You don't have to tell 90% of the women that they're not
good-looking
enough to be on a fucking dating site. Who the fuck are you,
and
dude?
I mean, is he talking about these girls that have already glammed up?
Yes.
Man, I mean.
He's talking about girls that have glammed up. I don't get it. We've lost the plot here on this one. It's gone.
So my fourth and final tip.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh God, I hope this is not a. I hope we're gonna like. What do we call
only
it?
Use date rape
I
drugs.
Hope we're gonna.
I mean, that's what I'm expecting next,
I know,
Robin.
Yeah. I hope we're gonna rev
there's
down a little bit here, Frankie.
There's this pill, guys.
Yeah, there's this little pill called Rufinol.
Yeah, you can give the girls.
Yes.
Now, women. You have to use the platform of the dating scene wisely. You only get so many pictures to post, correct? I want to ask you a question, okay? Why are you showing your animals on there? Why?
Oh, my God.
I knew this one was going to come up. I knew he was going to say something about this. Yeah, because he said all of the things that people actually put on their
dating why does it
and
matter?
Why, yeah.
If you're an animal lover, you want your dog on there.
If you love your cat, your bird, whatever, you can attract other bird lovers.
You know what? When I was on Tinder for 5 minutes,
I loved
the animal ones because yeah. I was like, oh, they love animals.
Exactly.
And if they
it's
had
nice.
A cat, then I knew I couldn't date them. So that was it.
Right.
It was just like, exactly. Okay, that one's out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Think about it. Give me a reason why you're showing your animal. I don't want to see your animal. You know who I want to see?
I want to see
you.
Pussy.
I want to see a face full of makeup. A bush shot from down below. And if you have any of that 70s hair, fucking get it out of there. I'm not in it for a merkin. I want bald is beautiful. You know what I'm talking about, baby? I want to get all the ugly women without makeup that have any feelings whatsoever.
And
that like
do
anything.
Not like animals.
Yeah, do not like animals. And then so first shot is you at your very best, highly done up and highly manufactured.
And then the and second, then, third, and fourth are that way too.
Yeah, no, I just That's want it. You to go down the body nude so yes. I can see your tits and then your vagina. And then you better not have any cellulite. Forget that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a deal breaker.
90% of women with cellulite yep. are just done. Just eliminate yourself.
I want to see you in the best possible version of you. I want to see you when you're out. I'll see you on the beach. Not the first picture. I'll see what you do for excitement. I don't want to see animals, okay? I don't want to see rock formations.
I watch Frankie B videos for excitement. My name is Miranda.
I don't want to see phrases. I don't care. Most women that fill up that space on their portfolio, they're hiding something, right? They're hiding something. They don't want to show too much of themselves. And that's a big red flag.
Oh, my God. What, do you work for the fucking CIA, Frankie? I mean, where are you getting this information from?
Put your best foot forward.
Put your best foot forward.
Only look good.
Only look good. But
you're hiding
something.
Everything.
You're asking them to hide everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
To hide,
like the fact that they like to drink. Their bodies. Their yeah.
Pets. Their no bodies. Makeup.
Oh, yeah, you mean, can put a bathing suit picture. It's just got to be number two.
Just not the first.
Just not the first. Mm-hmm. And by the way, when you're working on your portfolio, which is a word from 1922, Frankie, no one says that when you're working on your profile. When you're working on your portfolio. You don't even know what a portfolio
so
is.
So I'm guessing the girl, it's okay for the girl with the bikini. Second picture. But you have to have full makeup on.
Gotta have full makeup on, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. That's the deal.
No drinks.
No drinks.
No animals.
I gotta go talk to Astrid.
No throwing the frisbee That's with right. your dog.
You know, I saw You know, I saw Astrid without makeup on the other day. I gotta talk to her about this.
Yeah.
I gotta
she's
say.
She's going out to the general population.
Hey, honey, yes.
wow! Another great episode.
I'm just gonna like lay in bed and I'm gonna turn my head a little bit, have my head facing away from Astrid, and when she wakes up, mm-hmm. I'll go, "Honey, good morning. Do you have your makeup on yet? No, okay. I'm gonna just face this way until
I'm
you
just
get
gonna
it
turn
on.
Over.
Yeah, I'm gonna have this noise.
Let me know
ready
when.
For.
Let me know when you have it on.
Honey, do you have your makeup on? When you're ready, let me know.
Also, oh. get the dog out of the bed.
Oh, where's the lipstick? Do me a favor. Get rid of the dog. No, the other one. We already got rid of the first one. We need the other one.
Do yourself a favor. Engulf that site
engulf
with the
it.
Best pictures
engulf
of you.
Engulf it.
Engulf your portfolio with pictures.
He said engulf.
I know.
Engulf.
That's what, yeah. Engulf. That's what happens with flames, Frankie. Not what happens with pictures.
Here's another big tip for all you women that only have pictures from here on.
Bonus tip.
Bonus.
you ladies get a bonus tip.
Yeah, that's.
And up. There's a reason why you're doing that. That's because you don't want to show.
Fat.
Yeah, because you're a fat hog.
God, this is the worst.
This is so bad. It's so bad. We're making fun, but trust us, we're with you. We're just as outraged as you are.
God.
But while we're in it, we might as well have fun with it.
You're down, all right? It's very evident. So do yourself a favor. Whether you're in good shape or you're not, okay? Your body is your body. Show the world what you look like. Don't leave men guessing. Because how would you like to be on a date?
And I'm totally confused.
I mean,
now.
It's like you're supposed to, superficial.
Yeah, you're
it's
supposed
so
to.
It's so superficial.
You're supposed to wear makeup.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be without makeup. You cannot show your body. You have to put your best foot forward. Only pictures with the glam where the glam squad has done a bunch of work on you. But you have to show your real self at the same time.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is nonsense, Frankie. Now, most of your videos are nonsense, but this is real nonsense.
Yeah. That gentleman walks in. All right. Only saw pictures from here up. And unfortunately, from here down, it didn't fit the gentleman's criteria. Okay, so what's he gonna do? He could leave. It could be a one date and done, but you did yourself an injustice. You know, me, I would always ask if I see pictures from here up, I'm gonna ask, you know what? Send me a photo of your body.
Oh, whoa. Send me a picture of your body. Wow.
Frankie, you've lost the fucking plot, man. You've lost the fucking plot. I'm surprised that you get anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody to date you for more than a date. Anybody.
I
you
know.
Talk like this in real life? Or is this just for show on YouTube? Is this just for shock value? Do you have like, are you looking for, you know, super chauvinistic men to come be on your channel?
Wow.
He must be following some trend on the internet because he got real radical real quick. He used to just be kind of an idiot. Now he's like a
you only have pictures
idiot.
Of your face.
Yeah.
That has to be made up.
That's right. By the way, no more.
Show me your body.
No more writing TCB8383 unless there's a picture of your full body with makeup in a bathing suit, not holding a drink. Kill your puppies. That's all I want. If you can't produce a picture, not in a bathing suit.
Jeez.
Not without full makeup on. No animals. No drinks. No fatties. You can't do that. You can't write in. That's all I got to say. New rules.
Wow. You don't like it? Too bad. You don't like it? You're hiding something. So do a great mix of photos, okay? Don't be cocky. Don't be belligerent. Just be
Don't be cocky or belligerent. That's like the two enduring, like, those are the two most prominent qualities about Frankie B.
Exactly. I was going to say that's exactly what he is.
Well, see, it's good for him, but it's not good for women.
Uh-huh.
Self, be simple. Get the guy to reach out to you, okay? Get him to reach out to you. And once you start talking, like I said, you're going to figure what that guy is all about and if he's for you. So I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, I'm going to ask you again, subscribe to this channel.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of women subscribing to this channel, Frankie. Sure. Why not? Wow. I'm not sure what just happened.
I know. I kind of feel like I got to like.
You feel a little gross?
A little gross.
You feel a little gross?
Yeah.
Frankie. I think he took it. Here's the thing. I firmly believe that Frankie walked away from recording this video thinking that he was actually helping women. And he just
said what he thought in his head.
Sometimes you just shouldn't say it.
No.
You're saying the outside part. You're saying the inside part outside.
Yeah, and recording it.
And recording it. And putting it out on the internet. On YouTube. Yeah. Where your girlfriend will soon ask you to take it down.
Yes.
If your girlfriend hasn't seen this video yet.
Or we'll break up with you.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's a reckoning coming. I mean.
We're about to get another angry Frankie.
Yeah, we're about to get more angry Frankie videos, which is great. They're really funny. But this one took it a little too far, I think. Yeah,
really
I'm not down with that. But whatever, you know what? Different strokes for different folks. Can't all be sunshine and roses here on the commercial break.
Well, it was good for some laughs.
Now boarding assholes. Assholes only. Yes, you, sir. Frankie B. Right over here. Calling Frankie B. Frankie B to the asshole.
Yes. The asshole zone.
Asshole zone. I hope I get that lady at every flight from now on. All right, tcbpodcast.com is where you go. Chrissy and I are always there at tcbpodcast.com. We're building a brand new website, so don't be worried if you see the old website because we got a new one coming. But do go to the Contact Us button. You can email us, and we want to thank everybody who has been sending such nice... they've been sending such nice words after I mentioned
so
that
nice.
Nico had passed away.
Yeah.
They've been telling us how wonderful the show is. A lot of people say they're hooked for life. We got like four of those in a day. People were like, I found it.
So
now I'm hooked for life. One lady was like, I'll never stop listening. And I was like, thank you so much.
I'm picturing a big room
with
all of our audience.
I know.
You know, and they're just hanging out with us.
Someday. You never know.
Yeah.
Check it out. 2024 might be our year. 2024. I'm going to give us one more year and then maybe we'll go out on tour. Because I got a kid coming and I can't just leave.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, tcbpodcast.com, 855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383. Text us toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak or at symbol TCB podcast on YouTube. You can put that in the search function. See all of our videos. Okay, Chrissy, that was an exhausting one. So
yeah.
I think that's all I can do for today.
I think that is all.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.